Have you ever thought about time travel and the possibility of actually seeing into the future? Obviously, many philosophers and scientists have pondered over the subject of space and time for a very long time. Mathematical formulas have been written, many theories have been put forward, and countless dramatic fictional tales exist within every media. I realise that a short, light-hearted morning thought is hardly the place to delve into this fascinating subject too deeply. However, I hope to brush the surface in very simple terms. We have all become accustomed to Earth's dependable time as it hurtles our personal place on its surface through days and nights. Its elliptical path in relation to the sun creating our familiar seasons. Although our moon appears to pop up at seemingly unpredictable places in our night sky as it influences everything's water content, it is nonetheless punctual and reliable. It's therefore easy to look upon time as a rigid universal phenomenon, but it's not. It is a well-known fact that time is different out there in space. An atomic clock launched in a vessel orbiting the Earth was found to have lost time compared to an atomic clock back on Earth, and the greater the distance from our planet, the more time is affected. It has been described as comparing our Earth to a heavy sphere placed on a trampoline. The subsequent distortion of the trampoline's surface would be similar to Earth's effect of warping time. Another contributory and proven factor is that time slows down the faster one travels. Therefore, if one travels to a point somewhere out in space away from our familiar Earth time, it should be possible to look back at the Earth and see what's happening in the future. But a powerful enough telescope to look back and recognise events back on the Earth's surface does not exist. And in any case, glimpsing any distance into the future will only be possible if we had the means to travel fast enough to that destination. Imagine our universe, with no ifs or buts.